Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
We are back in the friendly confines. What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. The chat is already popping this morning, and a lot of you are realizing the downside to betting props in a big game and betting things like that in a big game, because when they start off 20 to 12 in the first quarter, everything gets blown up, and that's why props are very, very difficult. We did have some check marks, though, yesterday. It wasn't horrible, 4 and 5 on our straight picks, but look at the next screen, because our boys on Early Edge and 5, killing it. Maestro, Prop Stars, and, of course, Dial Up, doing work with the same game parlay, plus 150. So we grind when somebody is down. The others pick them up. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And today, an embarrassment of riches. And Zach and Johnny, with all due respect, I have not seen this man in months. Oh, my heart is full. The maestro. I know you were back yesterday, but not with me. It's so good to see you, my friend.
Likewise, Coach. It feels like it's been years. Let's get it. Let's get it going.
Let's go. He's got a fresh haircut. He's looking all nice and proper, just like my man live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Zach Attack, talk to me.
Good morning, fellas. That Tatum prop yesterday, I almost added consecutive three-pointers made. It was on DraftKings for like plus 4 something. Oh. Left that off. And, of course, when he went on that mini flurry, he hit 2 in a row. I wish I would have added that. But the Boston Celtics, the series, going back to Boston, I do think it goes 7 games. But that game they lost in game 4 may be the deciding factor. They should have never lost that game. They let it get away.
Isn't it brutal as a sports bettor when Mike Breen, who I think is probably the best basketball announcer of all time, every time he goes, 8 straight 3s for the – and you're like, oh, my God, why didn't I play that? Or Jason Tatum, 6-3. And you're like, why didn't I play that? It's like, oh, he, like, hits every single bet in his one-liners. Now, he has got a big old fat smile on his face today because he – AB, my man Jake, you've not even seen on the show yet. They're killing college baseball. But Johnny, late last night, I stay up to watch the Oregon State Beavers. You can't win at home against Auburn. Come on.
Yeah, they only gave up 3 hits too. But hey, that's college baseball for you. Auburn had a walk, a home run. They scored an infield single, RBI single, an error. So we got our 8 teams now, though. I'm excited for the College World Series. It starts on Friday.
And when will you be doing a very special Twitter Spaces show for that? Because I know you're going to.
Yeah, it should be Thursday again. Thursday afternoon sometime.
I love that. Thursday afternoon sometime. We'll be there sometime. All right, let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines. Oh, and Irish John in the chat says Maestro's haircut has him looking 10 years younger. Yes, it has. But we're talking about the NBA Finals. Start us off, Maestro.
Well, the series price obviously jumped in favor of the Warriors. Went from minus 130 before Game 5, now looking at minus 400. Teams that win Game 5 when it's 2-2 have won 73.3% of the finals, 22 of the last 30. So the Warriors obviously in good shape, but the line for Game 6 is moving towards the Celtics. Open minus 3, we're seeing 4s, mostly 4s, a few 3.5s. I should point out, though, the Celtics are 3-0 in elimination games. They were down 3-2 to the defending NBA champion Bucks. They beat the Heat in Game 7. So like somebody in the chat said, I am pulling for Game 7. When you get Sunday at the U.S. Open, Father's Day, and Game 7 in the NBA Finals, nothing could be better. But Jason Tatum has now had more turnovers than any player in any postseason. And Jaylen Brown was just as bad. We'll see what they can do on Thursday.
I mean, Tatum, his big headline after Game 4 was, I've got to be better. I can't turn the ball over. Very first play, he turned the ball over. Very first play, he turned the ball over.
They're also playing, sorry to interrupt, but they're also playing mid-40s in minutes, and they're not getting a lot of help. Derek White looked like he didn't, you know, want the moment. They had to get Marcus Smart back in way too early. So a lot of issues. But, yeah, we've seen him do it. I will not be surprised if this is game seven.
You know, one bet that my book does that I love is you can bet, and I'm sure a lot of books do this, you can bet one player to score more points than another player. And I had Poole last night, minus 118 over Derek White, easiest cash of my entire year. I mean, that wasn't even close. Poole's averaging 18 points a game, and they had him head up. Stop. I think Derek White had 1 point last night. Thank you, Derek, for showing up. All right, now, last night, Heartbreak Hotel, though. Sportsline Simulations had the Rangers winning, and they looked great all the way up till the ninth inning or the eighth inning. Thank you, Houston. But today, maybe today would be a nice little bounce back. Zach Tech, what do you got?
Well, for the Astros pitcher, Jose Urquidy, he's a young pitcher, been in the big leagues for 3-4 years, but there's a team that he has dominated against, and that has been the Texas Rangers. Five career starts. He's had five strikeouts and more in every single start against them. In 34 innings of work, he's had 37 strikeouts, and he surrendered just six total runs in all those games combined. So I'm going to correlate this here coming up.
Correlate. Wow, you're using big words that Johnny Bowman does not know. So you got to be very careful there, Zach. Very, very careful. Now, Maestro, I don't know how much you watched while you were gone, but a couple of things happened with Johnny Bowman while you were gone. First and foremost, he cannot beat me in a showdown. That we have established. But there was only one person that was allowed to ruin my flow previous to Johnny Bowman showing up. But now he makes it a complete habit. And he demanded, Maestro, that he have his own little brand on his segment on Storylines every day. So, ladies and gentlemen, can we please get out of the way for the bullpen report? Johnny B., you're up.
Yeah, watch out, Coach. We got the bullpen report today. Ozzie Albies left yesterday's game early, and he was diagnosed with a fractured foot. It sounds like an IL stint for him. Hopefully it's not long-term. Anthony Santander isn't vaccinated, so he's going to be out all series against the Blue Jays. That's why he was out yesterday. Nathan Eovaldi was added to the IL for a Red Sox team that has absolutely no starting pitching depth. They're going to be in trouble for the next couple weeks. Walker Buehler is expected to miss 2 to 3 months. That would cut it very close to his return by the postseason on that long ends there. I believe that has him coming back in around mid-September. Liam Hendricks is day-to-day for the White Sox, but Joe Kelly is expected to return today. But Yasmani Grandal was added to the IL. Jake Berger was removed early yesterday after being hit by a pitch. Eloy Jimenez had his rehab paused because he had general soreness. So this team just cannot catch a break right now. The White Sox are in big trouble. Taylor Ward's expected to return for the Angels today. This is the first time they should have their top four in the lineup in a very long time, assuming one of them doesn't rest. And Juan Soto left yesterday's game early with knee soreness. So if you can find a way to get the Braves at a somewhat cheap price, I'd love that play.
Boy, they have won so many games in a row. They've been on absolute fire. I hope you all are writing down these nuggets that Johnny B gives you every day. They matter. They matter in totals. They matter in straight plays. They matter. All right. So we've got through our storylines. Now it's time for our board today. And you know, it's a Tuesday. Don't forget a huge mega preview at the first cut. We're going to have Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time with the big boys. But right here, right now, we got to pay some bills first. So here is a word from our sponsors.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. See there, Maestro, we got commercials now since you were left. We've got commercials now. All right, one big play from Sportsline today. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet, it is June. Yes, there's a little bit of a lull in the sports betting year. A lot of other shows are taking time off. Not here. We go 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and the same thing at Sportsline. You get all my simulations. You get all my cappers. You get everything that I can offer to you one very, very low price. $10 a month. You just spent that this morning at, if you don't like Starbucks, McDonald's, I don't care where you go. That's all it costs. So today we're going to go back to the, and be very careful on these soccer plays because it's been a little bit crazy out there, but we're going to go to the CONCACAF Nations event, Mexico, Jamaica, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. This coming from Brant Sutton, who I can't wait to get on the show at some point in the future when the World Cup comes up this fall. Both teams to score plus 120. Jamaica, man, they have scored 6 goals total in the last 3 at home. Jamaica's also given up at least 1 goal in 11 straight games. Translation, put those two together. And let's go BTTS, as Buckets likes to say. All right, when I've got 3 legit superstars at my fingertips, well, it makes it kind of difficult to make some decisions, except if one of those is the maestro. We know where he goes. So the only question is, where do the 3 of us go? But I like a good, positive, savage start. So there's only one man that I could put in that first spot today. All right, here we go. We're going to catch. No, I'm kidding. Zach Attack, you're up first. What do we got?
All right, no shock here, Coach. I'm going with another pitching prop here with Jose Urquidy. Over 4.5 strikeouts, minus 110 on DK. Nothing stands out with Urquidy so far this year. He has an ERA over 5. He's given up a home run in his last 5 starts. A few of those, he's given up multiple home runs. But like I said, against the Rangers, he flips a switch. 5 phenomenal starts in his lifetime this season. So he on May 22nd, he had 10 strikeouts, his best start of the year, and also his deepest outing of the year, went nearly 7 innings. I just don't think you can bypass how well he plays the Rangers. 5 starts, he's had 5 strikeouts or more in all of those. I think this game is a little tricky with the way the Rangers won yesterday as a home underdog. So I say the best play on the board in this matchup is taking Jose Urquidy over 4.5 strikeouts.
I love that, and I'm foreseeing a 3rd inning cash. We don't have to watch the rest of the game. He'll be at 5 strikeouts in the bottom of the 3rd, and I love – oh, Zach Attack just cashed. I can't wait to see that later today. Now, there are some very, very smart people in the chat today. Chris Smith-Johnson says, do y'all have a play on the early game? Chris, I'm glad you asked. Somebody else in the chat said, I like the over in the Mets game. Maybe somebody else does too. I'm going to step in and we're going to catch with the coach right here and right now. Now, you guys know, and I've been waiting several months to do this. Make sure, AB, you got all the microphones open right now, because I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals. First game of the doubleheader, the only day game today. Now, it's minus 160, but this is a first place team. They were down 5-0 on Monday, came back to win 7-5 in an emotional fashion. They're going to come out today, still have that emotion going. Now, I know, minus 160, a little scary. But, Maestro, sometimes the juice.
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. Oh, how good does that feel to hear the Maestro? He invented that line. Oh, everything is right with the world. Everything is right with the world. Now, my second play. I'm going to go with the Brewers and the Mets over 8.5. This is a pitching matchup with 2 pitchers that got lit up their last time out. And the Mets are coming home after a really long road trip. They're going to be fired up. The New York home crowd is going to love their first place team against another really good team. We'll take the over 8.5 with that juice at plus 101. Now, I saved my 2 heavy hitters for last. And I tell you what. When Johnny Bowman gets upset, I've learned how to motivate my squad. Just get him upset. Get him fired up. Then get out of his way. Johnny B, you're up.
Yeah, let's do it, Coach. So I'm going to go with the Mets, minus 150 versus the Brewers today. If you heard me yesterday, Tuesdays do have the biggest hit percentage for favorites. So it's not a coincidence that we have a lot of favorites today. But neither of these teams are playing well right now. The Mets are just on a long West Coast road trip, so that's understandable, though. But the Brewers have lost 10 of their last 12 games. They've now dropped to 2nd place in the division. The Mets are 19-8 at home this season. They're one of the best teams in the league in opening games of a series. The Mets are also 23-14 against teams with winning records, while the Brewers are just 12-16. Chris Bassitt has been struggling, but he should be much more comfortable at home, where he's been much better this season. Adrian Hauser is a much different pitcher on the road. He's 1-3 with a 5-3-2 on the road. I like the Mets at home here.
Oh, so our picks correlate, I would say, sort of. My little over. Now, little question from the chat. Thomas says, Sean Manaea over 5.5 Ks Padres today in the Cubs. Quickly, Johnny, do you like that?
The Cubs are really good against lefties. I don't love it.
Okay, very good. That's all you need. Thomas, by the way, you can ask that other question to Buckets on Twitter. All you got to do is tell him you like him, and he'll respond to you. Don't even worry about it. All right, so where do I go last? Where do I go last? When this show started in December of 2020, Zach Attack was here. I was here. But this man started the show. It's not been the same without him. This is his spot. There is nobody else. So, Maestro, it feels so good to say, once again, the floor is yours.
Coach, it's great to be back with you. I got two plays today. Let's go to the Phillies. Johnny B said it's a day for favorites. I will lay the 150. The interim manager, Rob Thompson, they're 9-1, coming off a walk-off win. They get to face Trevor Rogers, who I love to bet his K-props last year, but this year, his strikeout rate way down, his barrel rate way up. They lit him up for 7 runs in less than 2 innings when they faced him down in Miami. Eflin has been shaky as well versus the Marlins, but I will take the hot team at home against Trevor Rogers. His ERA 5.58 for the season. So the Phillies minus 150. In the second play, back to the well with the Toronto Blue Jays. First 5 innings, over 2.5 runs, coming back at minus 130 on DK. They did it for us in the 5th before they exploded for 11. You could take the full game over 5.5. Last 7 times the Orioles have visited Toronto, Toronto's put up 83 runs. They're facing Jordan Lyles, 6.69 road ERA. His last 4 starts, he himself has given up at least 3 runs in the first 5 innings.
To tell you how big of a savage the Maestro is, last night his Blue Jays team total play, I went to play the Blue Jays on the run line. Minus a half run, they were minus 190. That they did not want you to bet the first 5 because they knew they were going to happen was what you predicted. The Blue Jays having a big first 5 innings and sailing to a victory. Maestro's all over. He's already in midseason form. He's only been back a couple of days. All right, I'm going to handle something here real quick. Grab your paper. Grab your pencils. Where's the recap? And I'm not even sure. Oh, we can throw it up there because he's been so busy in the chat today. I didn't even know if he was paying attention to the show. Zach Attack, over 4.5 Ks or Kitty. Then Johnny B, Mets, Moneyline, minus 150. The Maestros on the Phillies, they've been on fire. Blue Jays, team total, over 2.5 in the first 5. And then if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do with the Cardinals, early game, game 1. And then Brewers, Mets, over 8.5 plus 101. So the Mets, let's go 6-3 victories, and me and Johnny B are high-fiving virtually. Then Orioles, Blue Jays, I just added it. It was a late add. I was like, if we're going to play both team totals, let's play the over 2, over 9. And I forgot to even say that one because it was such a late add. See there? Real-time scoring, real-time handicapping. It's something new we're trying here at the Early Edge. Now, if we can get him away from his fan club just for a second, AB, show your face.
Are we doing a show? Are we live?
Maestro, this is the other thing that has changed since you were gone. That not only does Johnny B think it's his show now, but AB just does whatever AB wants to do. So, AB, could you take time out of your little game and tell us what the AB3 is today, please?
Look, I picture the show is like you guys are all like in the gas station, you know, like getting your snacks and your drinks and stuff. And I'm just talking to people out in the parking lot, right? Like we're just talking. We're just chatting up. No, man. Like, had a lot of fun here. Look, our AB pick 3 today. First, we're going to take the Dodgers minus 1.5 plus 100. Might be minus 105, depending on your book, somewhere around there. But the money line is just too expensive. That being said, it's the Battle of Los Angeles. They're going to smash all over Angels, hopefully, here. We don't want to jinx ourselves. But coming off of rest days, the Dodgers 7-1. Angels 2-6. Yeah, we're going to ride the Dodgers. They don't have any one-run games. Going to pick up the win, take them with the run line there. Second, like you said, correlated play, Orioles team total over 3.5. Look, yeah, the Orioles pitching, Blue Jays, they should smash. They should put the ball in the air, put some runs across the board. That being said, Toronto's pitching today, not that much better either. So I like your play on the over, and we're going to take the team total Orioles over 3.5. All right, now, last one, College World Series. We're going to do a winner, a three-way play, all right?
Oh,
we're gonna
okay.
Yeah, we're going to take Texas plus 350, Stanford plus 450, Ole Miss plus 850. All right, so how this works is this. All you have to do is put the same amount on each team. It could be a full unit, could be a third unit, however you want to do it. But now we have 3 teams. We have 37.5% of the entire field covered. And if either of these 3 teams win, we profit. All right, so if Texas wins, if you go a full unit, Texas wins, goes down to plus 150. Stanford, plus 250. Ole Miss, plus 650. So you have almost 40% of the entire College World Series, and you're getting all of it plus money. That's the way to go.
I don't think I have ever meant this more than I mean this right now. Educate and entertain, because right now some people's heads are, what? Was that just M squared that gave us that explanation? And the boss, yeah. Are saying a full unit. How is this full unit on all three?
Yeah, so I'm playing a full unit on it. You could do a third of a unit on each one. Like, the numbers still align. Like, if you go a third unit on each team, you're still going to profit either way. So your call on that.
Okay.
Have a great show.
Thank you very much, AB. See what I'm saying, Maestro? I used to have control over the show. I mean, I used to felt like I kind of ran the show. No, it's literally off the rails every single day.
A lot of people feeling their oats nowadays, it seems.
They are. There's nothing worse than somebody bragging about a win they had 3 days ago. By the way, AB, great call on Texas at plus 350. Some people didn't think they were going to be here. Others did. But, oh, Johnny, did that hurt a little bit right there? Oh.
Try not to ruin your flow over here, coach. But
hook 'em horns, baby. Hook 'em horns. If you watch the show, you know what we're talking about. All right. Doesn't it just feel right when the maestro's back? Just the flow is there. It just feels good. And this feels good all the time. There's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. I love them all. Johnny B, Zach Attack, AB on the ones and the twos, and the man who runs the brand all the time, whether he's here or whether he's not, the maestro. And, of course, I am the coach. Tell all your friends. Tell all your friends that aren't your friends. Tell all those friends' friends. There's only one brand that doesn't run away after a bad day, that doesn't take time off in the summer, that doesn't not listen to their fan base. It's all right here. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.